The words on a movie poster, rebel, genius, liberator, do not describe a hero from a new action movie starring Vin Diesel or The Rock, but rather theologian Martin Luther. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says the new movie, Luther, is a convincing portrait of the 16th century reformist.
There is something undeniably refreshing about any movie that deals with as significant a figure as Martin Luther, one of the founders of Protestantism and the man who put the reform in the Reformation.
Martin, what is it you seek?
A merciful God. A God whom I can love. A God who loves me.
Luther is kind of a throwback. An echo of the old-style biopics Hollywood used to make before the studios decided every hero needed a girlfriend and brainy protagonists gave moviegoers a headache. Remember those kinds of movies that used to star Paul Muni? The Story of Louis Pasteur, The Life of Emile Zola, Juarez, Madame Curie. Well, that one didn't have Paul Muni, but you get the idea. As with those movies, don't expect a work that matches its subject and greatness. Not even close. Luther is not a film to nail to the doors of Hollywood to let them know how it should be done. The acting is spotty, though Joseph Fiennes is convincing as Luther, and Peter Ustinov remains a charmer at 83 as Prince Frederick the Wise. The lines they get to deliver are another matter. Luther's enemies complain, "My God, who is this Martin Luther?"
Thank you, Father.
His father advises him,
"Just try to keep your big mouth shut."
The great man himself admits, "Most days I'm so depressed, I can't get out of bed." It may be silly, but what refugee from the doings of Lara Croft and Freddy and Jason won't be stimulated by even a cartoon version of what is in truth quite the story, the epic of how a single-minded German theologian took on the most powerful force in the Western world. This is a film that believes that ideas can set the world on fire. It's willing to illustrate, however simply, arguments about the nature of salvation. While Luther has more than its share of foolishness, one of the things it does best is capture the conviction of this iconoclast.
If we live the word by faith.
In love and service to one another, we need fear no man's judgment.
When Luther famously says, "Here I stand, I can do no other," all inanity fades away. We have no doubts what he's standing for and why.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.